Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Back on Ash Wednesday, we spoke to Fahad, who was telling us about Ramadan. And of course, it was in the future then, but it's happening this evening. It's going to begin for millions around the world. And Fahad is back on the line to explain a little bit more about it for us. Fahad, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me back on the show.
Listen, Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Yeah, likewise, Ramadan Mubarak to you too.
So, I suppose for anyone who maybe didn't hear you on Ash Wednesday when you were talking to us, can you just give us a vague idea of what Ramadan is actually all about?
So, Ramadan is the month of fasting, according to the Islamic religion. All the Muslims around the world are supposed to fast this month. It lasts roughly about 29 or 30 days, depending on when they sight the new moon. Mm. So it goes according to the lunar calendar. It's kind of like Lent in Christianity, but it's different too, because you can't have, when we're fasting, we can't have anything at all, no food, no drink during the fasting hours. And also, it's not just 2 days in the week, it would be throughout.
Throughout the whole week,
the month.
Yeah.
And what are the fasting hours?
That depends. So basically, it's from sunrise to sunset. As you know, it could be different for different countries, as you go along in the different parts of the world.
Yeah. It's a lot tougher here, I'd say, in Ireland, when you've got such a lot of sunshine this time of the year.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. I think we spoke briefly about that the last time around. Back in my part of the world, the fast would, the hours wouldn't be that long. The fast would, you'd break the fast sooner than you would here. In Ireland, since I've been here, especially now, so it's getting slightly better now. It's April now, but we were fasting a few years back. We were fasting in the months of July and August, and it would have been, we'd kind of break the fast at around 11 at night.
Wow.
And then it's like bright at 4 a.m. Like, when you expected to eat, you just like have a giant feast at midnight.
So this morning, we woke up at around 4 this morning. To get a bit of food in before sunrise.
Wow. Well, Fahad, I don't know what you're like on an empty stomach, but everybody in here knows that if I don't get a bit of protein into me first thing in the morning, I'm just...
A bit of protein. You need four-course meals before 9.
You don't want to be around me. Like, how do you do for an entire month of fasting?
Yeah, we're pretty much like you. I mean, the first few days are difficult in the sense that, we'd be struggling the same way, But I suppose a couple of days in, we kind of get... So we have been doing this for a very long time. Most of us start way before, like in our childhood. Mm. I would have been about 6 or 7 when I would have kept the first fast. So then, kind of the body memory or whatever it is you'd like to call it, that kicks in.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Do you experience much physical change during the month? Like, does it get easier as the month goes on?
It gets easier pretty much after the first couple of days, really.
Okay.
Now, I can only talk about myself, but I think just talking to most people, most Muslims during the month, that's the impression I get, that people adapt pretty quickly to it, mainly because they've been doing it so long, I guess. They get used to it very quickly within a day or two of fasting.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's making Lent look like child's play because, some people say, okay, I'm not going to eat salt and vinegar crisps for 40 days.
Very narrowed down.
Yeah, and I also like that you said at the start of the chat, people are supposed to fast for the month. That's a suggestion that not everybody jumps in, and a lot like Lent for Catholics, that it's a sort of an opt-in, opt-out arrangement.
If you look again, I think I mentioned this the last time. It really depends on who you speak with. It's one of the what we call the farais in the Islamic religion. It's an obligatory act that has to be done. Mm. Now, understandably, there would be many Muslims around the world who wouldn't want to have that same sense of obligation. So that's understandable, I suppose, in a way. But strangely, a vast majority of people, of Muslims, even if they, let's say, if they don't call themselves very religious, they kind of come together in this month. Maybe it's a cultural kind of a religious and cultural thing. And maybe it's peer pressure, like everyone else is fasting. So if you're not, if you're eating...
there'd be lots of people, I think, who would work with, Muslims in Ireland here listening today, and maybe they might be very kind of paranoid about, you know, eating their lunch or grabbing a snack or whatever. Do people need to be mindful of that, or do they just go on about their business normally?
You know what? The Irish people are amazing. You know, they're so culturally and religiously sensitive to, you know, that's been my experience since I've been here. They always make it a point to ask if, you know, sometimes I'm actually quite surprised they know even before, so I kind of sometimes forget that Ramzan is coming on, but they sometimes Irish people would know that it's coming on, so they'd ask when would the fasting start. And I don't think they need to be mindful, and we wouldn't want them to be mindful of eating their own lunch or anything like that.
Right.
Because I think that would be quite unreasonable for us to expect that this wouldn't.
I'm not sure that my wife would agree with you on that. The Irish people generally are very mindful. She was on a juice cleanse there for the last few days, and I seem to be just making like chicken wings, frying bacon first thing in the morning, like basically anything with an amazing smell just to drive her. There was no mindful action on my behalf at all on the poor thing during the week.
Fahad, are there things about Ramadan in lockdown that make it more difficult or different in some way?
So an important part of it is worship and prayer as well. So once you break the fast, you're supposed to go, again, I say supposed, you're supposed to go and kind of, there's extra prayers to be done in the mosque after hours, you know, after. Now, the mosques are closed. I think they're opening up a bit. So again, it depends on people. I'm not going there myself now at the moment. But there would be, so the lockdown, I suppose, it's affected that. You know, we're not going to the mosque after we break the fast.
Of course, yeah.
Nowadays. And so at the end of all of this, there's a celebration that we all observe after Ramadan. It's called the Eid. And again, because of the social restrictions and everything, that's going to be affected a lot. The same as last year, it was affected.
That makes sense.
And what's the idea that all family and friends would get together and have basically a big feast at the end of the month, which you've well and truly deserved?
Yes, yes. It's kind of like the equivalent of Christmas. So everyone gets together in a celebratory spirit. And there's a lot of kind of sweet stuff, you know, sweet meats and so on, exchanged and eaten. And everyone goes visiting everyone else and everyone wears new clothes.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And that's the Eid, E-I-D, or the Eid al-Fitr. Am I pronouncing that right?
That's right. Yeah, short and simple.
Eid, yeah. And it's not just about the fasting, of course. Isn't there supposed to be kind of a charity element, and you're supposed to kind of look after the community and all that stuff too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're spot on there. So it's not just the fasting thing to it. It's the whole spirit of the month where you're supposed to be, you know, observing its patience and virtue and almsgiving and so on. Yeah.
I can't help but feel that maybe the Islamic community are picking up the slack for the rest of us. You really are taking everything on for the month and putting us to shame. Anyone who isn't Muslim.
You know, since I've come here, I have realized that, like, pretty much like any other religion or community, we're in a state of transition or evolution as well. It might, who's to know, it might change years down the line for ourselves too.
Yeah.
It certainly hasn't in the last 1400 years. I think we're still as observant as we were.
It'll probably stick around for a while, so.
Yeah.
People are saying things like, Fahad, I'm a nurse and I work with many Muslim doctors. I don't know how they do the fast and work such crazy hours. The dedication is stellar to the religion. I fully admire them for that. And someone else says, I'd be a terrible Muslim. I'd be sobbing, starving wretch every Ramadan. Well, I suppose, I'm sure some people struggle through it. But
you know, I wish we'd more of, I like to, people will generally know I'm into my meditation and I teach it. So I like to meditate if I'm in an airport, because usually you've got lots of time to kill. And they have these communal sort of mixed religion places in airports you can go into, and there's people of all faiths and they're passengers and some people are staff. But, you know, I'd be sitting there and there might be somebody, you know, praying in a Christian sense. There might be someone who's Muslim doing their daily prayers, and I'd be sitting there meditating. And it's just, it's lovely to be in a space where everybody's mixed together, and through that you kind of learn what other people are doing and how they interact with their spirituality. And, you know, I wish there were more shared spaces for
that would be cool.
For sort of, you know, worship or just finding a few moments of quiet.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think an underlying kind of will to understand another culture or religion It's part of tolerance, really, isn't it? So, yeah, absolutely, I'd agree there.
Well, listen, we wish you, I suppose, a happy Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak, I think, is how you say it.
Ramadan.
Well, look, have a good one, and, you know, maybe we'll catch up with you again closer to the end when you're getting ready for Eid and see how you're fixed up for that.
Sure, absolutely. That would be great. Can I just take the opportunity to say thank you to all the Irish people, to yourselves, for really making this effort to understand another culture, religion. I know it, sometimes it can't be easy because, you know, there's very little to identify with. But yeah, it's an absolute great effort that you put into this.
Well, and thanks for coming on and explaining it so well. It's great to understand it a little bit more. So appreciate it, Fahad. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you very
much. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Fahad Awan there, educating us all on what's going on for Ramadan, which kicks in this evening.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.